Timothea.
I don't know where water is.
Yeah! Okay. Woo. Okay, so the pre-show on Facebook was all bummerly, and I talked about how it's a major bummer that a bunch of Houston is underwater and Hearts go out, and also Bangladesh, our other homeland, is hella underwater, and it's a super bummer. But now the actual, not I shouldn't say actual show, you people watching on the Facebook stream, you get an actual show extra, but I had some delay on the radio station on RadioVegas.rocks, and that's going, so the people listening on there are getting, like, totally fresh. This is happening to them now. Welcome those people over there.
And episode 8.
This is episode 8, that's right. Okay. Now that I'm fully focused, we spun the Wheel of Wheels to determine that we're going to write a movie. And before we do that, we have to spin the character wheel. And that gives us a bonus character that has to be in some things.
You got that track planned out.
I was thinking that, too. It's probably drowned
out. I like
out.
That track, though.
Okay. It's the plow again.
I don't remember
the
playing
plow.
The plow. The feudal lord of much a land, surveying the nation through kindredship hood. Okay, now
seek
we find
new lands.
To boldly know
to plow.
To plow.
To plow.
Boldly plow.
Snow day.
Where no man has plowed before. Okay, setting. Spinning the wheel of
yeah. That's the most important part, man.
Yeah.
I feel like that's out here. Does anybody even have a fucking snowplow out here?
What? No.
Why?
What would it plow ever?
Right.
What would occur? I mean, you might have like a dirt plow.
To plow the plow that no one's ever plowed? That would be out here.
Take it up to Mount Charleston and plow a road.
Yeah. Just start plowing Mount Charleston.
I want to buy a plow just to just go somewhere and plow.
We got on a plane.
And it's a respin.
Oh, shit.
Which means we get more than one setting.
We're going deep on this one.
The next... Oh, alien planet.
So,
airplane on an alien planet.
Or an airplane and then another part is also an alien planet.
Could it be an air plow?
Yes. Well, it has to be.
It's an air plow. Like an alien planet inside of an airplane? Just a really tiny alien planet that just lives inside the airplane.
I'll allow it. It could power
I'll allow
the airplane.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one in a necklace in freaking Men in Black. I'm sure we can make one in a freaking plane.
On that note, we're going to spin the Will Smith, Will Smith, because we might get Men in Black Will Smith.
Oh.
How appropriate. Nah, iRobot.
Close enough.
Or as I like to call it, disappointment, Will Smith.
You didn't like that movie? I liked it.
No, I was expecting Men in Black Will Smith.
We'll just make it Men in Black Will Smith. Fuck that Will.
No.
No.
The wheel must be obeyed.
The wheel.
So saith the plow.
The wheel chooses who will come and who will go.
Our male lead, Samuel L. Jackson.
Good old Sammy Jacks.
I'm glad.
Sammy Jacks.
That's what I like to call him.
Try to set it right there.
So, I'm going to call Sammy Jacks later. We'll set up an appointment.
No, motherfucker!
Our male lead. Now our female lead.
Why are you always yelling?
Oh! It's Halle Berry.
Oh!
Easily my favorite Berry.
Oh, yeah.
Even more than Barry Obama. And we got a setting.
We need the plots, yo.
Oh, yeah. There's like something missing from this movie.
Yeah, one of those things that movies... movies are, or stories are, kind of.
What happened?
Oh, shit. Oh, man, this is going to get hairy, dog.
This is going to be the best day of all of our weeks extra,
yeah.
Because we got our favorite plot.
Time travel sci-fi.
I can barely believe it's real. And we get a second plot.
Yeah.
Time travel sci-fi. We're really good at this. I mean, really good. And... revenge.
Oh man, time travel revenge is my favorite kind of revenge.
Time travel revenge.
And you got
time travel revenge.
Time travel revenge.
Time travel Revenge.
And with Sammy Jax, he's like the best revenger.
He revenges like none other revengeify.
Is that your sampler or the computer?
Yeah, I'm clicking on things because I was rushing about and I didn't prioritize my life right to have the push button, fellas. And enough excuses.
All right. So I think this should take place between just two timelines. One, where the airplane was traveling on the alien planet, and then a less optimistic future where the planet was shrunk down and now lives inside the airplane as that little gyro ball thing that floats around in the cockpit. You know that thing?
I'll allow it.
The compass?
Oh.
Yeah.
The artificial horizon.
Yeah. That thing. The horizon compass.
Yeah.
Or the compass.
Yeah. No, it's not that, Danny. It's not that. All right.
Sometimes it could be that.
The ALS is usually in front of that. The needles for the landing cones. Those all could right. be made up
you
terms.
You racist bastard.
I might be pretending to know about planes.
As everyone is. No one knows about planes. Are you kidding me?
Robots fly that shit.
Yeah. Pilots.
Pilots.
All right.
So you pilot.
You sit in a simulator for a week and you think you can fly a plane? Yeah, right. Fuck out of here.
Don't all right. fuck
That's all
out
they
of
take.
Here.
One week in the like, not even an actual... There's, like, the flight simulator you just buy through your own computer.
Top Gun.
That's all it takes. Yeah, you watch Top
Gun. I play Top Gun on Nintendo.
You watch Top Gun, sit in a simulator for a week, you can fly a plane.
That's
that easy.
That's how Scientology works.
Bashing on the Scientology.
Well, those aliens did fly planes, so...
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. All right, so who's revenging who? All right, Sammy Jax travels back to the past in the big alien planet from the little alien planet to revenge the person who turned the alien planet into the airplane's horizon.
Halle Berry? Did Halle Berry do it? Because I feel like she could
do
that.
Yeah, she's the villain. Oh, she makes a great villain, man.
The best villain.
I think so.
She villains well. And she's got a beef with Sammy Jax. So it's like double revenge. And...
What the Samuel Jax?
I honestly lost track of who is what size and lives inside what. But double revenge. I'm that guy in the writer's room that
double
just
revenge.
Wants to make sure... there's some quirk to the plot that makes it marketable.
If it's good once, it's better twice.
Ooh, subtitle!
Double revenge.
There we go.
Movie title.
Oh! Double revenge!
In time.
Double revenge.
In if time.
What is this?
If it's good once, it's good a second time.
Twice.
Double revenge.
Twice. All right.
Is that what that means?
Where does iRobot... Will Smith fit into this picture?
Well, he's got to hang from things by one hand and then fall and then catch himself again with another hand and then, like, climb up rubble while
What if he just
falling
is the plane?
While it's falling rubble because...
he does turn into the plane eventually.
That would be way better than what he does in iRobot.
Yeah.
That I was just describing. Vetoed. I mean, I vetoed myself really hard just now because he has to be an airplane.
Wait.
Will Smith the airplane.
But if there's time travel, we should have a scene... And it could be like an origin story where like he's hanging by one hand and he falls and then he catches himself.
Oh, yes!
And then they merge and turn into a plane. That's the side effect of touching yourself crossing the time streams.
That's the cover, the Rolling Stones cover. When we do the Paola deal with the Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah.
I didn't sound... Rolling Stone's cover is not like what it sounded like I was talking about. Okay, so Rolling Stone magazine, we bribe them, we get this movie on the cover, and it says, touching oneself while crossing the streams, what was it?
Crossing the time streams turns you into an airplane.
And also touching yourself.
Yeah.
This is getting so greenlit. This October.
Although I think you're thinking small with the whole Rolling Stone thing. They'll really be knocking on our door, man. You just gotta wait.
Oh yeah, that one's just lined up. You're right. That's we need to be on Esquire.
I mean, they always do. Yeah, Esquire. I mean,
We'll be on Time Magazine.
We really need
with
to
this
be.
Movie.
No, we really need to be on the club cover of Playboy.
That's
what we need to shoot for.
Club.
Yeah.
That's approved. I'm gonna green light that idea. So, did you see the Eddie Murphy movie where he's like a robot and like people living in him, or like he's like any one of those plots where there's like a person but it's really tiny people living inside them like a robot?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of wanting the Will Smith plane to be like that, but it's only him flying with his arms out in this alien planet that's like. They're really into Will Smith and American marketing. So, like, there's this fleet of airplanes that look like American celebrities. So, because they're spaceship airplane things in this planet, they can look like whatever.
Yeah.
So they make it look like American celebrities just flying through the air, looking all stoic. Because they don't make people fly. It's an alien planet. I mean, they don't make people smile. They don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just frowning American celebrities going...
flying through the air.
You see little people in their eyes seeing, and they're just like... And this Will Smith one is where this madness goes down regarding.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you know, time travel shenanigans, everyone loses track, plot holes, more plot holes.
He wrote into the contract that in order for him to get paid for speaking in the movie, he does voiceovers that are the overhead sound in the airplane. Like, instead of a pilot, like, the computer or whatever that talks, it's him talking.
Oh, shit.
So he is the voice of the airplane that looks like him.
I fucking love it.
I had low expectations for this one.
Oh, no.
And they've almost been met.
Right?
This is going so well.
It really is. I don't know. Samuel Jackson actually traveled back further in time and... kicked Halle Berry's ass when she was a kid just because, and then she never forgave him for it.
So we all want to see Sammy Jack beat up a child.
Yeah.
No, Halle Berry as
a child. Halle Berry. And then so she just resents him forever, travels into the future, shrinks his alien planet, puts it inside the airplane Will Smith after he had to travel back and catch himself from falling when Sam Jackson was stepping on his hands on the ledge. For some reason, but we never get there. The end.
Oh, this is feeling nice and expensive.
It'd be like a Lion King moment, remember?
Yeah.
He's like, save me! Oh, he's God. Like, fuck you!
Little boy!
Oh my God.
Those are the real words.
They are.
Totally.
It's a trademark, so we gotta make it up.
I mean, I think that one's... That's pretty wrapped up. There's no loose ends. I mean, you know, we can just...
That one's pretty good. All right. Just off to production.
Throw it in the can.
I think that we should get... all we have to work out is, like, a touch more sponsorship. Like, we gotta have a Martha Stewart airplane and, like work some product of hers in or something.
We definitely gotta have a Snoop Dogg airplane.
Because think of the CG we've got to cover on this.
Oh, yeah.
Snoop's gonna throw in.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely gonna throw in.
But the Snoop plane has a giant blunt in his mouth.
Yes.
That actually, like, injects... marijuana smoke into the plane.
It's the cloud the whifting after his.
Yeah.
Proper.
I love it. Who else? We gotta have someone.
Who's hip right now?
No, we gotta have like a
Martin Scorsese one.
Hip.
It's exactly what I was thinking. Someone we can root against.
Yeah. So there's a Martin Scorsese airplane and it crashes.
And just every time you see it, you'll see it a couple times before it crashes and that's when everyone can boo. And then we put subtitles like, you can boo now.
Yes.
That's a done deal. I'm loving that one. Dude, we're actually going to charge double for tickets.
We could.
That's how good that one is.
Double tickets. I was looking for this one specifically. Right. When it gets tense.
I mean, if it's good to pay to go see a movie once, it's good to pay double to see it once also.
Pay double.
All right.
In a world
where we charge double.
And the movie's only an hour long.
59 minutes.
Not even IMAX.
It's on an IMAX screen, but it's only like in the middle of it, really little.
Like when DVDs first came out, it has just like the little screen, and you just got like 10 inches of black.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we just waste most of the IMAX screen. The first movie in 420p in IMAX, 480p.
Oh, my God. All right.
We're going to spin
it. It's a wrap.
The Wheel of Wheels.
Yeah.
We're fucking done with that category. And now...
Forever.
Wow.
Until next week.
This happens.
Wheel of Wheels.
Behold, the plow decreeth movie reviews. Behold.
About to plow some movies, dog.
Gonna plow some movies. All right.
This is where we review movies from the future that we've seen because we're time travelers.
Yeah. The thing is, real talk, we really found... Whoa. Let's go. I'm stepping on him. Movies, they're real. The titles, they're real. The thing is...
It's true.
I said that in the wrong order.
I think so.
These movie titles are real.
Of movies that are really about to happen, but that
don't exist yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep that in mind, folks. These movies will be hitting theaters.
So the review might be subject to change after the actual movie occurs.
I stand by my reviews.
I'll stand by it.
Oh, this isn't it at all. Here is that. Okay, Midnight Sun?
Yeah.
That could be good. That sounds like a real... That's a remake, huh?
Probably.
Oh, I just realized that's the wrong time for the sun.
Exactly.
Oh, it's clever. Oh, it's at least trying to... Because the sun is not... Midnight's not usually sun hour.
Okay. Unless you're in Alaska.
So you just, like, changed the clocks?
Oh, okay. I knew there was some deal where that was a thing still.
You just changed the clocks and then you're like, oh, midnight sun. Yeah, look at that. Time's relative.
Oh.
Fucking Einstein bitches. Yeah, that's the whole movie. They're like, they just show you how to change your clocks so you can see the sun at midnight.
So it's like a public service announcement of like, if you're tired of one time zone,
just
be in a different
just
time
change
zone.
It.
Yeah.
Just change Shoot. It. Make your own time zone.
You're Australian now.
No
Tell your
cares.
Boss.
Yeah. No one cares.
All right, midnight sun.
I feel like we could protest that and just make it happen these days.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I'm in this
We just have to stand in the middle of the street and stop people from getting to work.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, midnight sun.
Because they're
it.
In the wrong time zone.
We did it.
All right. The next one I have is... Oh, wait. I meant to say... Next one I have is White Boy Rick.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, you know...
Grandma's Boys. Grandma Boy. Grandma's Boy 2. If you haven't seen Grandma's Boy... That's like my favorite movie. Get ready.
Yeah, go see it.
Just, I don't even need to explain it to you. Go watch it. It's a
and then
movie.
Punch yourself in the face for not having seen that movie yet.
And then see the sequel, White Boy Rick.
Yeah. Which Except it's going to suck.
What if it's a Rick and Morty live action?
I mean, could be.
Who else could Rick be? What are some other famous Ricks this could be about?
I'm pretty
Rick
sure that's
James.
The only one.
Rick James! There we go! Oh!
that's what the movie's about. And it's fucking great. Oh,
Rick James, bitch!
The white Rick James?
Oh my god.
The white Rick James?
He wakes up and he's just white all of a sudden. Which is, no, there's an old movie called Watermelon Man, where this dude, this hella racist white dude, like the first 10 minutes is him just being hella racist. And then he falls asleep under a tree at lunch, and then he wakes up and he's black. So it's like Kafka's Metamorphosis, except for racists. It's a good movie. Check it out.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Media recommendation done. Okay. Oh, another octogenarian one. This one's called War with Grandpa.
Yeah, I love this movie a lot because I've seen it already. This grandpa kicks fucking ass. Man, his little grandson, his grandkids think they're all tough and they're just gonna like make pancake catapults. He ain't having that shit.
What if it's a movie about paintball?
Paintball?
But like elderly paintball? I liked yours better.
The grandpa versus the grandkids. And I think it's like little like brat grandkids try to like prank him and he just busts out the paddle. Whips their ass.
It can be like reverse Home Alone too. So like the grandpa's stuck at home and like kids come in like and they're like slipping on marbles and getting hit with frying pans and
Wait,
stuff.
Wait, dude, no, it's the same plot as Home Alone 2, but the grandpa gets forgotten, but he has Alzheimer's.
But he still sets up elaborate traps.
And he's also compulsively makes traps around the house. But it's the same guys who tried to rob the house. From Home Alone.
Yeah, because they're awfully old now.
The Wet Bandits are back. Dude, that movie is like 4 and almost 5 stars.
Almost 5 stars.
4 and almost 5 stars. Yeah. Alpha? There's going to be a movie just called Alpha?
Yeah, and I was thinking it was just going to be a movie about all those bro dudes. With like the whole alpha male type thing. That's what I pictured when I heard the title.
I was picturing something that looked like Tron, but had the plot of I Heart Huckabees. That would be so great! I just kind of saw what I wanted in that title.
Yeah, well that's what's great about it. It's pretty ambiguous. We just saw some bro dudes in there, and they just try to start fights with everyone for no reason.
I feel like it's
I feel like I interrupted you with that sound.
Oh, no.
It's something in the middle of nowhere, too.
Yeah, oh, and there's dogs. There's German shepherds. Alpha, go see Alpha.
When like Alpha a mild comes out, Hunger Games type of thing.
Mild Hunger Games?
Yeah, you know.
Like I'm
for the Alpha, so you gotta
mildly
gotta
famished
fuck
games.
Some shit up.
Slightly peckish games. Whoa, there's like a whoosh air noise with that one. Anyway, I'm having more fun analyzing the sound effects. Dolphins. Oh, it's just called Dolphins. So, they give the dolphin LSD, and
it's like
the
Flipper,
female scientist...
But he's not nice, he just kills everybody.
Yeah.
Because of the
No, he doesn't.
LSD.
His brother does, and the female scientist decides, I'm not going to let what happened to your brother happen to you, I'm not going to let you go crazy. So, she medicinally masturbates this dolphin, so that he stops being all crazy, and then, it gets found out, and she gets in trouble.
But everything works out in the end because it's a mom.
Because what?
It's okay, because
always,
they're both mammals, so
I always
it's
start, I always start talking when the sound effects begin.
No, it's me
no.
being
it's,
a dick.
It's a rom-com.
But in the end, it's okay.
Everything works out, and they get married.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Rom-coms, they're great.
Have you guys ever seen a baby dolphin swimming with a normal-sized dolphin? So you get to appreciate the scale? It's really, really cute.
And those little tiny, tiny dolphins.
Yeah, it's well. Anytime you see this, a normal
anything
size
really,
thing,
really tiny is cute.
Yeah,
tiny
when you see
dolphins.
A little, like if I had another bottle that was
tiny.
Like a normal size bottle with this one, it would make this one cute suddenly. Like immediately, this is the cute one. Tiny dolphin.
Tiny dolphin.
Ooh, tiny dolphin. Okay. Dolphins.
Yeah. This is in dolphins.
Yeah, this one's called Life of the Party. That is such a frustratingly boring name for
right?
a movie.
Spoiler alert, it's not you.
I'm immediately angry at this movie just because
right?
that had to have been already the name of something that's a movie already.
Yeah. And
Life of the Party is probably one of those, like, dumb...
Those dumb, like, stoner comedies?
Yeah.
They're still going to be making stoner comedies when weed's legal and no one cares anymore.
Yeah.
It's got to be, to be that dumb of a title, it's got to be some, like, clever pun. No! I bet you it's, like, some clever pun of, like, something really unrelated. Like, it's, like, Wall Street People or something.
No, no, wait. It's a zombie party. And,
there
and there's one guy who's alive. And all the zombies love him and they eat his brains.
That Life of the Party.
Yeah.
Life, but it's a bunch of dead people. That's
life
the
for
joke.
The party.
We just explained it. Life for the party. Oh, Mamma Mia, here we go again. That's really obvious what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had to throw it in there because I think that's like a terrible title.
It's a sequel to that
here
movie
we
about
go again.
The Bee Gees.
Yeah.
So that if you guys like the Bee Gees,
go see
and
it.
And you haven't seen enough movies about the Bee Gees, there's a sequel.
Yeah, called Here We Go Again.
It's also featuring the Toto.
Oh my god.
Toto's in it.
Yeah. Is that like a thing that's coming back? I keep hearing about Toto all over the place now. They're just like back all of a sudden.
Yes.
Like everyone's like, oh, that one Toto song. Yeah.
Dude, Toto is so back. Oh, that was one of the things. It's on a wheel.
It's about damn time.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
We've been crying to our congressman for enough time. Toto's back. Yeah. In the new movie, Mamma Mia, here
the,
we go
the
again.
Important things.
Oh, you guys! I'm really psyched about the next one. The Happy Time Murders.
Ooh, this is definitely a good one.
Seems like the best way a murder can go.
Yeah. really. And I mean, it's happy for everyone. Like, the killer is like, hey, I'm going to kill you. And they're like, oh, I'm really glad about that.
But it's with the number, it's with the number two pencil.
Is with the number two pencil?
Yeah.
Why does that make
I don't know.
They're happy to be around. When I see a bunch of number two pencils, I feel cheerful.
Or what if the guy just goes around killing people who are, like, about to commit suicide, and they're really thankful about that?
So it's the sequel to The Happening. But also plants, like, plants feel bad, and they're, like, making forests of, like, happy flowers and, like, stopping other plants from
murdering.
We're
sorry. We're still doing it, but we're sorry.
Plant wars. It's the slowest war ever. It's like creeping vines and...
Oh, man.
Yeah, it sounds like a really, really fun movie with lots of excitement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lots of plant speed excitement. Okay. This one is...
Check.
Wait for it.
Gets two of those.
Eggplant emoji.
I mean...
Or were these two separate movies? One is called Eggplant and one is called... Because this sounds like a porn.
No.
I only use the eggplant emoji to represent my wiener. It's the only thing it's
used
for.
That's what it's about. I mean, it's great.
Why is there an eggplant emoji, though? I don't understand. Because
there's
that.
Not a wiener emoji. Yeah. There's got to be. You got to fill in that hole.
Yeah.
That void.
Also, eggplant is one of the most eaten things in Bangladesh. It's like a staple.
They do now.
The emoji does, though.
The emoji. Yeah.
Not really.
Enough.
You gotta use your imagination, all right? Oh my god.
You gotta use your imagination.
Stupid.
Well, if you. It sunk. It was.
He has dad jokes all day.
Dad jokes all day. Don't laugh.
I was, you know, like sometimes there's like a cartoon that's like eggplant colored, and maybe that's its wiener. I don't know. I had that formed a little better.
Yeah,
that went a lot differently in my head.
The emoji movie wasn't enough. We just got to throw in about a particular emoji.
That's what I was afraid and didn't want to admit to myself that that's what that had to be.
Probably.
There's probably already plans for a sequel to the Emoji Movie.
Right.
Which, I mean, I couldn't watch
it
because I
don't... Did anybody watch that? Like...
No, actually.
Can anybody?
Fun fact.
Anybody watching?
No one has seen that movie.
Did anyone watch that? The Emoji Movie.
No. It actually made $0 at the box office.
No one watched it.
The thing is... I really think that I appreciate emoji really ironically, and to make it, I can't imagine that.
Like a movie, though?
If it ruins emoji for me, then I won't be able to wake up tomorrow and feel like a complete person.
It's alright. Someone will be by to murder you before you take your own life. It's cool.
Shout out to Crazy Jay, who's nearby. Crazy Jay. Oh, he's touching a microphone. Something might be crazy. Anyway, he's got a show on this channel that you would totally know about.
Alright then.
Because the channel belongs to him too. But yeah, shout out
this
to...
This is where he's going to sit.
Being on RadioVegas.rocks is great. And also Rocking Comedy Show, which is his show. The Rocking Comedy Show. But I stole the windscreen off of that mic and stuck it on the Facebook mic. Like a jerk. Yo, you take my...
sit over here. I don't care what you do.
But, like, I'll turn your mic on, and then it's probably going
to
be...
Turn my mic on.
Oh, no,
it
sounds fine.
It's on.
No, it's actually not so bad. And you talk loud anyway.
Just embrace it.
There.
I guess you can sit there. That's
but
cool.
I like
just
it. Don't frown. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Okay, so it's wheels to determine which wheel we spin?
Yeah, let's do it, suckers.
Wheel of wheels.
The two layers of it made it so extra good. It was like the banjo of the human face. News.
No. Yeah, news time.
Yeah,
do we got some news?
I didn't know. No. I mean, I talked about everything.
Do we have news?
Kind of related. I have one. Maybe two. I think I threw some in there in that email, but,
Oh!
Joel Osteen, if no one's familiar, He's like this mega church pastor.
This isn't your notes to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those memes are fucking on point. Right? Those are so funny.
Dude, yeah, new memes. Everybody loves them. But no, the dude who's like a multimillionaire, has like an $11 million home.
He's like a billionaire.
Is a pastor of a mega church that can hold 16,000 people in Texas. Didn't open it up to people trying to escape the hurricane, right? Seeking shelter. Very Christian-like, right? That's what Jesus said. He said, hey, when you con people out of all their money and spend it on a gigantic church, make sure not to let them in unless they're going to give you money. So he did that. But what was really good is he said he couldn't let people in because it was flooded, and then posted on Twitter some pics of his church that supposedly showed water in it. But those turned out to be fake. And finally, he cracked under the pressure of social media and all that and let people in, and had the nerve to ask for $50 donations from the people seeking shelter at his church. Which is exactly, I mean, that's in the Bible,
yo. That's a pretty good business plan. I would do it.
I mean, yeah, if you see, like, every exchange has to be about money.
Tax free. I would be for $50 a head.
Yeah, you guys remember when Jesus said that? He said, you use my name to make as much money as possible.
Fuck then, yeah, it's in there somewhere. Yeah.
You guys might be laughing, but I talked to my buddy Joel over there. I gave him a call, and he explained things a little more detailed. He said that the Lord explained to him, didn't just tell him, but laid out exactly how to go to Pirate's Bay and pirate Photoshop, which is approved by the Lord. So I got him to download me a couple other things while he was in there. So the Lord totally helped us pirate software and Photoshop.
That's a
this
bonus.
Sweet flood. And I thought my Photoshop skills were wicked good. If he didn't cave and let people in, we'd still be thinking that I had that place way flooded.
Right.
I nailed it. That was some ace Photoshop. Pretty so.
Attaboy, Woz.
The applause.
Too bad Woz gets all the royalties out of that.
Right.
Bastard.
It's getting a cut. I think.
But that mattress dude, did you hear about that mattress dude? That dude was pretty legit.
Mattress dude?
Yeah, some dude that owns a mattress store out there. He just let people in his like...
Oh, he'll mattress it up. They're going to get muddy in a minute anyway. Lay on.
No. It's actually surprisingly pretty clean, but it's like a high-end like furniture store.
I would love to be the mattress guy. Not only housing refugees, but also they all are on puffy beds and we can jump on them.
That's the place to crash.
In a hurricane, you can jump on the bed. It's a rule.
Some fucking... I forgot his name. The mattress dude. I don't know. The mattress dude out there. I can't remember the name.
Marty God mattress. Lord bless you, mattress dude.
But he's
blessed Marty mattress.
They were like, what are you going to do with all this stuff after? He's like, I don't know. Probably have a blowout sale.
Marty Mattress.
And then I think the other news was about Wells Fargo. I don't know if anyone remembers, but Wells Fargo's been in the news off and on for signing people up for accounts without their knowledge, signing them up for like auto insurance and all this shit. And there were a couple million accounts opened up this way. And then they just found out there were 1.4 million more accounts that were opened up under people's names without their knowledge due to pressuring the tellers and shit. For this really like high sales quota, they have to open a certain number of accounts. So again,
I hope I totally got one of those so I can cancel my insurance and right. Someone else can pay it.
Fucking my least favorite Fargo.
Yo, fuck Wells Fargo,
dude. If you're looking for a bank account, make that the last Fargo that you choose.
Right.
If you're looking for a bank account, don't.
They had a heritage before they were a bank. They were like high speed couriers with like. Unstoppable, like, horse, you know, thing that horses pull.
Robot horses.
Well, you know, there's like a carriage?
Thank you! Yes.
Meh, meh.
Maybe they should go back to that.
If you can name someone that is happy with Wells Fargo right now, just even, like, not even if it's you, but if you, like, even one off, if you can name a name of someone that at one point was happy with Wells Fargo, or is happy now. Of course, we all... We're happy at first because we thought, oh, there's horses on the card.
Everybody in my family has it, except for me.
Good job.
And they're, none of them are happy with it.
So if you can name someone that's currently happy with Wells Fargo,
post
it in the comments.
So I don't know if that, you know, kind of has anything to say about it.
Because Wells Fargo's robbing them.
And we'll hook you up with a free Wells Fargo bank account for posting a comment about it.
Hell yeah.
In fact, we'll just go ahead and do that.
We'll go ahead and do that.
Don't worry about it.
We're totally going to sign you up for some insurance that you didn't know for a vehicle you don't own. Wells Fargo.
Here's your new credit card.
We've already taken the liberty of making some charges for you.
Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo.
That's all the news I have.
So thanks for buying all our merch, those new Wells Fargo clients.
Okay.
All right.
Crazy J, I need your help to spin this wheel. What you're going to do is, from where you are, you're going to just a gentle breeze. This laptop has blow detection. Okay. The sweep occurred. From across the room, a sweep came. And Metaltation. Sorry for the delay. I can't read things.
He's like,
it's such a good pun that I couldn't pronounce it at first.
Metaltation?
Metaltation.
Oh, yeah.
Metaltation.
Just got to join in on this one, Danny.
Yeah. So, I was going to have a, like meditative sounds on here, and like, you know, that's the future. You can't just start with a finished product right away. You have to release things in beta that aren't there yet. There's just a rough idea that you put on a wheel and didn't actually prepare for in a way that worked.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have to make the nature sounds too. And then, so it's like meditation, like on YouTube, but like metaler, like the metal version.
Oh shit.
That's why we need you, Danny, because no
you
one's,
ready to go, dog?
No one is, metal.
I mean, there's metal versions of everything now, so that's cool. So it's like a metal version of Enya to meditate to.
Totally.
That's what it's going to be.
You can hear the stream.
And then an Enya version of, like, Slipknot.
The whispering stream guides you through the brambles. And they're super soft brambles. And as you lay your head on your pillow,
instead of being nice and soft, they're metal.
Yeah, metal mats.
And like spikes.
Demons are gonna.
So you really have to like focus and meditate. That way you don't kill yourself. While you're laying on top of all these spikes.
Super cozy spikes. Also, there's like a river, and the river is really serene.
I want you to take
snakes in.
Take the mustard.
Take the mustard.
Take the mustard.
Snakes like to eat mustard. I didn't whisper that at all. I got too excited. Oh, okay. There's snakes in the river.
Snakes on a mustard. Birds on a mustard.
It's really serene, I promise. I swear, guys.
Snakes, mustard, snakes, mustard.
And
I love it.
All we have to do is monetize that.
We just got paid.
Change. Yeah. That's the sound of a subscriber, y'alls.
Thanks to all you Wells Fargo new clients for that.
It's the sound of so many more accounts.
I really
so many more accounts we just hired.
I think I'm diabetic now. I think it just happened in this moment.
From all that
mustard.
Oh my god, you guys. I fucking became diabetic suddenly.
Meditation. That's a pretty good idea. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You guys. Diabetes. Okay, we're just spinning the wheels again.
Diabetes. Diabetes.
That was harrowing.
Got the beatus.
I got the beatus of diet.
You guys, ESL game.
Yeah.
Yeah!
It's my favorite ESL.
The game one. Okay, and this English is a second
version.
Language. Yes, the game.
Game version.
Okay, so we have to talk about this topic as if English is our second language. We're talking to someone for whom English is their second language. And the topic is responsibility. So
I gotta sit this one out, guys. I wouldn't know a fucking thing about that.
I'll totally cleanse your palate.
All right. Wait on the dog.
Let's see.
Sometimes there are, they always start with sometimes.
So sometimes.
Whenever I talk to someone who English is their second language, I'm really incredulous about it.
Yeah. Well, you have to let them know, like, this isn't always the case.
You got to know when I'm saying something to you, it's sometimes is usually wrong. Sometimes you have a thing that someone is paying you to do, or you said you would do it, so it's like more important to you than other things that you might think. That's just my thing. I can just do it or not because it's just my thing.
That's confusing me, and I'm fucking
responsibility.
I speak English, and that's confusing me.
Okay, so
I do that.
Just
kind of.
Just go ahead. Just go ahead and snuggle that muzzle with your mouth. And pull the trigger responsibly. Just get it over with. Fuck
responsibility. Sometimes you just can't do that. It's a big no-no. No.
Responsibility.
No bueno.
I think you're running into fourth language territory there. Danny.
It's getting
responsibility.
There.
I love it.
Do you have one, Crazy Jay? Do you have responsibility?
No.
Just a shake of the head in the no direction. Responsibility.
Rejected.
You guys.
Mustard.
You guys. So. I'm windy. I'm diabetic now.
I'm windy so. Like a hurricane.
Guys.
Topical.
I came up with, Italian
him,
food with
I was
alcohol
giving
in
him
it.
The flat spins, I think.
Oh, I meant to say, I'm sorry, I meant to say marketing game.
That's a thing.
Alright. So that's. That's
yeah, this is the first one sober, so
that's the new oh yeah, it's true.
That's what's really going on here.
You're watching people thinking that they're doing worse when actually they're doing better, instead of confidently doing worse and then regretting it later. The sober episode.
You're raining on my fucking hurricane, Nancy. All right?
Don't rain on my hurricane.
The fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah. Just let me have my hurricane without all the water.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wet.
Marketing game. What do we have?
Snowblow.
Drunk Italian food.
Italian food with alcohol in it.
There we go.
Like Long Island linguine.
I love it. That one really sells itself. You don't even need
Long Island linguine.
It doesn't end there.
All right. Hit me. I'm hungry.
Wait, what do I need? I need one more, right? I think with that linguine, I need some malt liquor marinara.
Fucking terrible.
All right.
Rejected. What kind of malt liquor, though? Are we going like Mickey's, or are we going all the way to like OE or like Cobra?
Get ready.
King Cobra?
Four Loko.
Oh, shit.
The original?
That's
or the re-release?
The original, of course.
Depends on which you order. Both.
Both.
Your option.
There's only one Four Loko. It's the one that'll kill you.
Real talk, there was that news event where all those kids showed up at the hospital, and for a day, they thought it was mushrooms. For like a whole day, the news reported that there was 9 kids that showed up at a hospital all like fucked up on hallucinogenic mushrooms. But really, just one said that. None of them had that. No psilocybin, any of them. It was all Four Loko. They just all admitted it the next day. They're all too fucked up on Four Loko for any of the other ones to say anything of 9 people.
Damn.
They couldn't even figure out what they're on until
the
next day.
So we could just be feeling like we're on mushrooms just by like a little trip down to the store. And
I doubt these people have really actually done mushrooms.
Are they still on sale like 2 for $4?
You guys.
I don't want to know. I'm not going. I've been down dark paths before, man. I'm not going again.
I've been down the rodos of locos.
Quattro. Crazy. Quattro crazy. That's Quattro my knockoff. I'm sorry that took me so long to reverse the nationalities of those two words. Well,
on that note,
what's I next to that, but completely unrelated? I have another product that I want to advertise adamantly. It's called Robo Hobo. This is a robot that is built to be homeless. Its whole purpose is to be out there and just need only. So, like, if you need to give and
so
everyone
asked,
around you is just
so
in
what do you ask
shape.
For, like, maybe a phone charger?
So now we're automated.
Yeah.
We're not now
instead of change, you just ask for, like, your phone. Do you get a spare phone charger?
No, he just goes around looking for plugs outside of buildings and plugs into them and then just stays there. It's like a robot parasite. It's less fun and possibly valuable to society.
I feel like it would
disenfranchised
be like a Bender.
Human being.
Bender
I feel like
from
we're
Futurama.
I feel like we're just automating away homeless people's
taking
jobs.
Homeless
jobs.
Wait, I want to say jobs.
We're taking
yeah.
jobs from the homeless by
we're
building
just automating,
homeless robots.
Automating homeless people out of existence.
We're bringing attention to them and their needs by symbolically mocking them.
All right,
Robo Hobo.
I'll buy it. $2,000.
You don't have to belong to you don't have to it belongs
but
to
you
itself.
Can only have one with your 3D printer.
Someone's gotta buy it though.
You buy Robo Hobo, but then it just leaves.
Yeah.
There's no loyalty with Robo Hobo.
Oh yeah, no.
It declares its independence
like
from you
the
moment you first turn it on. It belongs to itself and it goes and it does what it wants to do. Robo Hobo.
It
all it wants to do is plug itself in somewhere and then
do they come
it.
Like
just
pre-programmed
there.
Though?
Oh yeah. As soon as you turn it on it says this party's beat. I'm blowing this joint.
Yeah.
He just leaves.
Smashes a shot and then just dips.
Yeah. Drinks all your alcohol.
Drinks all your alcohol.
Out. Takes all your drugs.
Hide the wine.
Yeah.
Kids.
It's a great investment.
Best.
Hide your wall outlets. No child-proof thing on the wall outlet is.
Yeah, is it programmed to deal
with
those?
Going to stop him. Yeah.
I mean, all right. Good.
Shit. Pre-programmed.
I think I'm releasing a product that's not complete.
Right.
And then we're
going to
release
something on the market that's not ready.
And then we're going to release a fucking anti, like outlet remover robot.
Then we make,
make so much money.
Robo.
So we make the robots and the anti-charge
yeah.
fucking.
Then we
plug.
Make robot
lids for wall outlets that it stops it.
No, then we make robot police guy, who his only job is to go around and beat up the robo hobo.
Yeah, he doesn't just unplug them, which would be the easy thing to do if that was a nuisance. The robot cop knows only destruction.
It can't be robot cop. That's you know the thing.
It's like
it's yeah. got to be robot police guy.
Oh yeah, there's a thing we got in trouble for that.
Yeah,
yeah, we got a cease and desist from Paramount for talking about RoboCop too much.
That's true. Oh my god, I love it.
Did you really?
Yeah, Paramount listens to everything I say religiously.
We're totally on their radar.
Dude, you have
how
no
great
idea.
Would that be?
Paramount is totally up my ass.
It's
dog.
A goal now.
Yo.
Watch Paramount has nothing to do with RoboCop.
No, I don't know. It was just a guess, but, you know. They could, you never know.
Now they will.
Oh, we gotta check.
Yes.
We gotta do a quick Google.
If anything is worth Googling when I'm supposed to be doing something else, it's this in this moment.
Oh my God. I wanna know.
Yes.
It's probably Warner Brother.
I'm too excited about it.
Warner Brother. The RoboCop is coming.
RoboCop. Oh my gosh. No, I can't.
We don't know. No, we can't find out fast enough. Google fails me. Oh god. Fuck Google.
They fucking hacked your computer. Now you can't research them.
Right. If
it's
you
all
put two things that aren't related, it has no idea what to do with that. It just shows you things with those two things, but not at the same time. So
what did you?
Those
RoboCop Paramount.
Yes.
RoboCop Paramount.
The two did not.
It does not exist.
Is owned. RoboCop is owned by.
Those algorithms are fire.
RoboCop. Who owns RoboCop? I mean, does it still belong to that police agency? Is he still a cop?
Yeah, it was. It's,
it was real, right? Yeah. In the '80s, that there was that guy that was a robot. There was a cop.
What do you mean in the '80s? They re-released it like in 2000.
Re-released
a couple years ago.
Him, right? Re-released like
the RoboCop.
Like he came out of retirement.
Yeah.
No, it's an actual movie.
I know it's a biography,
but who,
fucking movie?
Who
is
owns?
It? Yeah,
who owns
that guy? Was real.
Who does he belong to?
He belongs to himself. Fuck, man.
You guys.
No.
No.
Who's your owner?
Yeah, so is
RoboCop. So is RoboCop.
All right.
He owns himself.
When was he created?
1987. Well, no, the movie came out in 87. He was created in 82.
Oh, that's right. Of course. Because there had to be those 5 years to really build up enough legacy to have a movie about you.
Yeah, totally.
Who does RoboCop belong to? Who has
one
of those phones you talk to?
I'm over it, dog.
Okay. Who doesn't...
Siri?
Will you talk to the phone? You know, was there phones you don't talk to?
Is it Siri or Sedacia?
Yo,
Sedacia.
Cortana. Cortana! Watch, that completely interrupts.
Alexa. Huh?
Like the broadcast computer and the other
Alexa.
Computer that's supposed to be doing stuff just explodes.
Oh, it just shows up.
Cortana.
Yeah.
What about Alexa? You can ask her.
Alexa's
fuck
all
that
right.
Bitch, man.
Alexa's not near me right now, though.
That's super creepy. All
right.
You guys, I think we made our damn point about everything.
Yeah, RoboCop doesn't fucking exist anymore, so we're using it.
I think we got to the whole thing with what we're about.
Did we end on the RoboCop?
I think, like, it's over. And, like...
It's already been an hour.
Yeah.
Man.
Cold cock whiskey. Zip fizz.
Dude,
where's
wipes.
That sold at, though?
Dude, it's wipes. Wipe your dude.
Wipe your fucking dude.
On the internet. Also,
cold cock?
Spunk lube.
Hangover Joe's. Cold cock whiskey is all over the world.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's totally good.
I mean,
good.
It's really good. You should go get some.
Strip and dip chicken.
Spunk lube.
They got to be looked at this
lube
whole time.
Lube your spunk.
Lube it. Oh, fresh balls. It's for what you think.
Yeah.
It cleans your balls.
Yeah. Makes them all.
Ladies can use it too.
Fresh,
and
minty.
Then
minty fresh. Balls.
Minty freshness.
Their lady part will smell like a clean dude part, but a clean one. I think
clean
sack.
All right, that's it.
I think it's.
Well,
jeez.
I think we hit that mark of constantly disappointing ourselves and everyone we know.
Episode 8.